This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop it.
Well, the left may be continuing their anti-Trump agenda, but it doesn't seem to be affecting the president's approval ratings. Rasmussen report shows that President Trump is now up 2 percentage points from the same date last year. Meanwhile, in his second year in office, President Obama had dropped 6 percentage points. So the question is the liberal rhetoric actually strengthening President Trump's supporters? Joining us to debate this morning, Democratic strategist Joel Payne and Republican strategist Kimberly Classic. Good morning to both of you. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning.
All right, so these numbers, Kimberly, this is one of the first times I've seen them. You would think that they would be talked about more, but they're not.
Yeah. So President Trump, he is the underdog, a hero for so many. I think he speaks the language of the general population. So often you hear that Trump supporters are either racist or stupid, but you're not racist for wanting to enforce immigration laws. You're not stupid for wanting to lower your taxes. And you're not a homophobe for wanting men to use the men's room and women to use the women's room. What Democrats successfully did is they actually alienated and they shamed Trump supporters. And while doing that, they actually shamed independents when they should have been persuading them for their votes because they were on the fence for Trump. I thought it was fascinating that Bernie Sanders was championing free college. A simple Google search will show you that only 40% of working age adults actually have a college degree. The majority is hardworking Americans, and President Trump supports us.
Joel, the frustration I hear from a number of my friends, and they are on all sides of the political aisle, is that when it comes to President Trump, he's never given the benefit of the doubt, that no matter what he says, no matter what he does, there's always a way to criticize him. I'd love to get your response to that.
Yeah, Abby, I know life has been very hard for Donald Trump. I know he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. One thing off the top, you know, the poll that you cite, the reason why you haven't heard much about it is because it's historically an inaccurate poll and it's a poor polling method that Rasmussen uses. Those are not numbers that are in step with most of the polls publicly that you see, polls that are not biased.
You're talking about the Rasmussen poll that we talked about at the beginning of the segment. That was actually one of the only polls that was closer to being accurate during the election cycle.
Yeah, no, that's actually not. We can agree to disagree there.
Okay.
But you know, I think that what Kimberly talks about with the president, what's interesting there is this. This president is not just losing with people who did not support him. He's actually losing with his own base. You look at what he's talking about with China tariffs. Those are negatively impacting his base. There's a reason why Connor Lamb won in Pennsylvania. It's because Trump is losing in Trump country. Because people who made up the heart of President Trump's baseline of support are actually running away from him.
Let me ask Kimberly that because Kimberly, you are part of that base. You have been someone that has supported President Trump. Do you feel like he's losing his base, or does the anger against the president only further energize that base?
Absolutely energizes. I don't think he's losing his base at all. And I'm glad that Joel mentioned polls. So I thought this was very interesting. And I took to Twitter last night and asked some of my Twitter followers why it is they are loyal Trump supporters. And they said because they are so happy that he's not for political correctness. People don't like that he tweets on the left. But to me, that makes him the most transparent president of our time. He's not losing any ground, and I can't wait to see him win again in 2020.
Well, he's certainly not like any politician we've seen before. Joel, Kimberly, we're going to have to leave the debate right there. I'm sure it will continue on at some other point. Thank you for being with us this morning.
The reference to the Rasmussen poll, the daily presidential tracking poll for today shows that 51% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 48% disapprove. You know, CNN, I think, is, you know, off about 6 points from Rasmussen. So, you know, again, it's it depends what you want to look at and your source there. But Rasmussen has consistently, in my opinion as well, and I appreciate the commentator saying that, you know, they've been mostly consistent. consistent. But again, you know, you get to push back and say, well, that's not really so. And, you know, if you want to believe that, that's whatever. But to me, all these polls are a snapshot of what's happening right now anyway. It doesn't say what's going to happen down the line. But I think that the hope is that, you know, Trump's base is deteriorating. I don't see that either. Well, I'll tell you, in my travels, you know, I just got back from Hawaii. A lot of support for this president. They like the idea that he's shaking things up, and he's calling into account, you know, the mainstay of the Beltway that have had their way at our expense.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
To the truth and pursuing it no matter where it leads, because it is that important to us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. The Honorable Sam Rohr joins us, president of the American Pastors Network and the Pennsylvania Pastors Network, co-host of APN's national radio program, Stand in the Gap Today. Sam, good to be talking to you again. How you doing, sir?
Doing just fantastic, and it's great to be back with you.
Well, I want to talk about, I'll tell you, the Sunday talk shows. This is one thing, you know, I don't know what's going on with our country right now, Sam, that, in the mainstream media is kind of leading the way here, and that has to do with there's just no embarrassment. You know, in the Hispanic community, we say, no tienes orgullo, no, you know, you have no shame. You know, the way things are being put out there, you know, we're back talking about the dossier, some disgusting things that have already been proven to be, rather not only salacious, but fallacious as well. But the mainstream media, what is their, you know, what is their joy? Do they just get excited to talk about, people doing bodily things on one another and anything that involves sex and that, you know, they just feel like no holds barred and they just throw it out there upon its viewers?
Well, I mean, that's certainly what it appears to be the case, Bill, but I think at the heart of it, when you talk about the media has forsaken its historic duty and role to the American people. You know, the media, as John F. Kennedy in 1961 in an address to the Washington Press Corps reminded them, was that the media, is the only protected industry in the nation. That's under the First Amendment. That's the press.
Right.
The press is protected by constitutional protection, but they have a duty as a result of it, and that is to report the news, not be a propaganda piece to tell people what to think, but to report the news so people know how to think and how to live. That, I believe, disappeared in journalism many years ago.
Yes, exactly.
And now it's become a tool, a political tool for competing ideologies that leave the Constitution and the inherent aspects of our republic and what it takes to keep freedom behind it, become an antagonist to that in a general rule. And obviously your program does not. Mm-hmm. Ours does not. We try to hold to those things. But I think by and large, that's what's happened, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt. I would add to that, Sam, if I could, that part of their charge is to document history. You know, because we get down the road, we're going to look back, you know, on these years, and people are going to wonder what the heck was going on. What were they thinking here? Because we have such a poor record of history and what we've been enduring these past few decades. And the responsibility lies at the doorstep of journalists and, you know, I would say the mainstream media. Yes, you know, fortunately we have independent organizations like ourselves and like your organization as well and others out there. We're not the lone voices, thank God, but we need to continue to join arms and stand shoulder to shoulder and back to back against this fake media.
Well, we do. And see, and I think you put your finger on it. That whole descriptor of fake news, mm-hmm. as you're talking about it, I think really does kind of go to the core because the one piece, the matter of truth, mm-hmm. truth becomes the hinge pin upon which responsible reporting, responsible news, truth is the hinge pin upon which duty and responsibility turn. And mm-hmm. when truth is set aside, then the platform protected by the First Amendment in the Constitution becomes a mechanism. It's a weaponized tool for the destruction of the very freedom that we have. And citizens, by and large, must understand that, must see that. But those who occupy those positions of authority must be taught it, must be reminded of it. Mm-hmm. But frankly, Bill, every person in any position of authority, be they in office or be they moms and dads or be they in the media like us or in the pulpit in our churches in particular, must understand that what they're there for is for the advancement of truth.
Exactly.
If they deny that, then, in fact, we are all on a very perilous course indeed.
Yeah. Where are your witnesses? You know, the Bible is clear. You know, you cannot, you know, you cannot convict anybody on, you know, based on one conviction, much less anonymous sources. But anonymous sources in the era of fake news and this information age that we live in, we do it all a disservice at the expense of the people's perspective. We've got a very warped perspective based on, you know, anonymous reporting.
Well, we do, and I think that takes us to me. As I look next, I say there's an implication to this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we diagnose this and say this is it, and I think most Americans do understand this. I mean, it's obvious that they do. They don't trust the news. They don't mm-hmm. trust those in office. But when you throw out that trust factor, which hinges on truth, this republic cannot stand. Frankly, no church can stand if there's not an agreement in upholding the truth. No
exactly.
organization can stand. No family can be intact. So the enemies of truth, of which we know they exist, and they have names, they really have tried. If you can undermine that very basic element of truth, this constitutional republic cannot stand. And, of course, I believe that's been the goal, Bill, of many ideologies for a long time, to undermine that and put doubts and questions in people's mind, just like the devil did when he went to Eve in the garden. The first thing he did was said, did God really say that?
Exactly.
And he put in that doubt. If that doubt is there and is not eliminated, then we become very, very fragile.
Well, the same thing. You know, we've got people questioning if our founders really said, right? So whether it's from the Garden of Eden or from the very beginnings of this democratic republic, people are questioning. And they say, well, they really didn't intend that. You know, the Constitution is elastic. It's like the Word of God. You know, God really didn't mean that. I mean, we've got a governor. I'm here, happen to be on the West Coast here. I'm in California. And there's a governor here that said that God must have made a mistake when he named him male and female, that he really meant that there should be three genders. But I question his you know, his rationale on that, because his state universities, I think, have in excess of, 26 different gender choices. I don't know why he stopped at three.
Hmm. Well, you know, and that's where it starts, Bill. There's that when God himself asked truth, the the author of truth is rejected, then the Constitution is right behind it, and they fall right in sync, right together.
Yeah, exactly. A Constitution that was designed for a moral people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here we are. We're paying the big price, and we were so close, Sam. I think about what could have happened if the choice, if the... You know, the righteous choice was not made. And that's not to say that everything is totally righteous about Donald Trump. But compared, comparing the two choices that we had, what would this country look like if Hillary Clinton was in office? How much more would we not be aware of that was going on? Sam Rohr is with us. We've got more from the Honorable Sam Rohr, President of the American Pastors Network, right after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, that lyric really stops you in my tracks. Oftentimes we find ourselves struggling with the things of the world, and we forget who is the king of the world. A friend of mine reminded me with this devotional piece from 1 Samuel, and the Honorable Sam Rohr is with us. And Sam, I'd appreciate your perspective on this. It comes from 1 Samuel, this 12th chapter. It says, "As for me, I will certainly not sin against the Lord by ending my prayers for you. And I will continue to teach you what is good and right, but be sure to fear the Lord and faithfully serve him. Think of all the wonderful things he has done for you. But if you continue to sin, you and your king will be swept away." Wow. That is quite an admonition, isn't it? I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you, Sam.
Sorry, Bill.
Okay, that's right.
Yes, that is quite an admonition, and actually that same type of warning in principle is all throughout the Word of God. It's all throughout Old Testament. God reminds the people of Israel time after time again, "I am your strength, I am your security, obey my commands, follow my rules that I've laid down for your good." And as he says in Deuteronomy chapter 30, 15 through 19, you, by so doing, you choose life.
Yes.
So he says, "So choose life that you may live, that your children may prosper." There is a direct linkage between national blessing and national judgment based on how we relate to God, his truth, and our obedience to his command. And that's a choice that people have to make. And obviously, not every ideology in the world believes that. The devil mm-hmm. didn't when he tempted Eve. And there are ideologies that have threatened freedom, threatened Israel, threatened the Western world to this very day. Mm-hmm. And they also happen not just to threaten those nations, but they've rejected God directly, either through atheistic views or an entirely misinterpreted view of who God is. But that's why Scripture talks about we wrestle not really so much against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places.
Exactly.
Ultimately, it's the ideologies and how one believes in God.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in God. We believe in an alternative to God. That really makes all these things that we talk about, all these controversies in society and all these divisions, really come down ultimately to, well, then, do you believe God, as the Bible says, or you mm-hmm. do you not? And if
right.
you do, there's agreement. If you don't, then that's when division begins.
Exactly. And that crossroads is life and death. He puts it before you and says, in case you missed it and you have a choice between life and death, let me give you the right answer. The Bible's clear. It says you want to choose life. And here it is in a sense, Sam, you know, we got a bit of a reprieve. People of faith came out in record numbers to vote President Trump into office. And like many people of faith, we're going, okay, Lord, you know, we're trusting that you will continue to speak through this president and save this republic, that we are humbling ourselves, we are praying, we are acknowledging that we have sinned against you, heal our land, and we are starting to be encouraged and see some things moving in a positive direction. But people of faith need to understand that the war continues. It's not just a one and done type of deal.
No, it absolutely is not, and I think sometimes, Bill, we get most concerned at times of election because we hear and we see so much. But at the end of the day, the election is but a point in time.
Mm-hmm.
It determines our civil leader, but it doesn't mean that the people of the land have really changed their attitude towards God.
Mm-hmm.
God ultimately doesn't judge nations only just because of the leader. He judges because of the attitude of the people. And what it really comes down to is the question is who do I trust?
Yes.
Who do you trust? Mm-hmm. Who do I trust? I mean, I'm glad that we have a military. That's an obligation of civil government. It's important that we have the best. All of these things are very important, that we have good people in office, but do we trust in those things? Do we trust in our bank account? I mean, I want to have a bank account. I'm trying to prepare for things biblically and as I should. But where's my trust? Mm-hmm. And ultimately, this passage that we cited this morning, that we just talked about right now, is that God is the security. It's God that preserves a nation, and an obedient nation, a nation that submits themselves to God's will. God says, I'm going to make even your enemies to be at peace with you. That's where security really comes. So I think these days where we see such things happening overseas, Syria right now and so forth and all that, mm-hmm. ought to be continual reminders to God's people saying, all right, I'm glad we have a military.
Right.
I'm glad we now have a president who's willing to do what a president should do. But am I trusting in that? Or am I really trusting in God and thinking, as I look in the mirror, it's mm-hmm. ultimately my relationship to God plus those around me that make the difference in this nation.
Exactly. Well, Sam, I want to talk about the main topic that we started to. But, you know, such is the case when you and I get together, we just trust that God leads the conversation. Let's talk about what every Christian should know about Islam.
Well, boy, I tell you, that's a big subject that can take a long time. But essentially, what we put together in a book that we've made available now, what every Christian must know about Islam, is that Islam, in simple terms, the most simple way I could say it is that Islam is a political system, an ideology that is the antithesis of, the opposite to, mm-hmm. Christianity, the Bible, the Old Testament, and the New Testament. It is an ideology that embraces the Antichrist. It's the complete opposite. When you think of Islam, you have to think of God is not Allah. Their Allah is not the God of the Bible. They do not embrace Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, they reject Jesus Christ as a false prophet. He's there. They think he's there, but he's not the Son of God. So they take God out of the equation. Jesus is not God, and they get very angry about it. So it is an ideology that means, by its very definition, submission, not peace, as they often say. It means submission, and submission to their view of an alternative God. And we would say anti-Christ because of what they believe and say. And therefore, it is incompatible with Christianity. That's why they want to kill the great Satan, United States, kill the little Satan, Israel. That's why all of the antagonism toward Israel and Jerusalem and the seeking to destroy them, it's something that as a Christian nation, when we think that, well, basically everybody's equal and similar, just a little bit different, mm-hmm. not when it comes to Islam. It's totally, totally incongruous and by its very nature at war with every Christian and, frankly, every non-Muslim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just that simple. I mean, there's a clear demarcation, but if you buy into political correctness and the narrative that they continue to promote, I mean, keep in mind, ultimately, you mentioned Jesus Christ. It is their belief that Jesus will bend the knee to their God.
That's correct. And, of course, we know that when you talk from this, with Scripture, mm-hmm. anyone who denies that Jesus is God is Antichrist.
Exactly.
That's the definition of Scripture. So that's the starting point. That is the point I tell people to go. If you think that Islam can be friendly to Christianity, go to the central figure of Christianity, Jesus Christ, and see what they say. Well, they reject him, and that is where it starts. We need to pray for our Muslim neighbors, and work with them to bring them to Christ because they need the Lord. But ultimately, the ideology is at war with freedom and Christianity and every non-Muslim in the world.
Well, Sam, you bring up something that's absolutely critical and something that you addressed in Standing in the Gap is that we have so much power on our side in prayer, in joining with God, in aligning his thoughts, his kingdom, his will to be done, and praying for our, our Muslim neighbors and our neighbors in general.
Well, absolutely. Ultimately, that's our goal. That's why Christ came to this world, is to save sinners. Brothers who know the Lord, our greatest concern ought to be for those around us who do not yet know the freedom in Jesus Christ. And that includes the Muslim next door or any other person or the Christian who says he is. but really does not know the Lord.
It's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Thanks again to Sam Rohr for coming on, the president of the American Pastors Network, former Pennsylvania legislator for 18 years. A lot of heavy stuff to talk about. And, you know, what I'm encouraged about is that, just as Sam said, is where's your confidence? Where does it lie? Does it lie in the things of the world, or does it lie in the higher things? And, I sometimes we can be overly spiritual about it. It's nice to have that reminder, but we need more than that reminder. We need the practical application of it. And, so I hope you do not get bored in hearing, or, you know, you tune out in realizing that we've got a lot of authority and power on our side. But if we don't utilize it, then we're going to get overwhelmed, and we find ourselves caught up in the chaos and affected by all the negativity. And by letting go of those things that give us a higher calling, that encourages us in the midst of the insanity that is this world in which we live in. And there's plenty to go around, no doubt about it. You know, the Sunday news shows, as we were discussing earlier, you know, the way the media has been presenting things about this president. I mean, it's like, well, what is going on with our culture? That there's no holds barred, that language and, false accusations can be thrown out as if by truth, And, you know, and these are from institutions and from leaders, supposedly, that are, you know, supposed to be looking out for our best interests. I mean, gosh, it's just like, what do you do? I mean, you got James Comey, the FBI director, coming out, and it's like, I mean, how much veracity does that have? But in the world where, you know, opinion rules, forget about fact, forget about testimony, forget about eyewitnesses or the establishment of truth based on, you know, credible witnesses, more than one, remember, it has to be at least two. I mean, that's thrown out all the door, you know. Now, you know, as we say here, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and opinion is ruling too much. That's the problem that we have here in our country today. And this puts us on a rather slippery slope, doesn't it? I mean, look where we are right now. We question. We have someone who has given up, you know, his family. I mean, in order to be president of the United States, boy, everything goes to the, you know, goes to the back page. It's like I was watching last night, The Darkest Hour, the story of Winston Churchill and his family, understanding that Churchill's desire was to serve the country. And that his wife understood, his family understood that as a result of it, his country was going to come in first place. And they were going to be, you know, behind, you know, in terms of priority, they were going to be behind the country. And they accepted that. His wife accepted it. And his children had to accept that as well. And these are the priorities that come before us. And, you know, here we are. We're faced with those as well. And, you know, you see this happening, especially with President Trump, what he's done in terms of his priorities, put his family, on the back burner and, you know, and preeminent as, now is the responsibilities of the President of the United States. And you wonder, you know, what kind of capacity does an individual, you know, need to have in order, you know, to, first of all, want to be President of the United States and then actually, be there and dealing with all the stressors that go along with the job. And as if things aren't tough enough as it is, the antithetical forces are there to derail his presidency and delegitimize what we the people have selected. You know, we wanted Donald Trump in there to be our president, to shake things up. You know, I was having this discussion yesterday at the airport with an individual. And, you know, she was talking about, she's become a reluctant, you know, supporter and I guess appreciating what he brings, to bear on the Beltway on behalf of we the people, calling to question this insanity, this incompetency of this government that has this $21 trillion in debt and counting, that has compromised our national security. That immigration, you know, all these things, the lawlessness, it's all an abandonment, you know, kind of like what Sam Rohr was pointing out today. You know, we have life and death before us every day. We have that choice. You're going to choose life. You're going to choose death. Bible says really clear, in case you're confused, you know, life is what you want to do. And I think that needs to be the basis of every decision, you know, and that's something that we need to ask ourselves, whatever choice we're going to make. Does this promote life or does it promote death? And it really is that simple sometimes. You know, we might want to make it more complicated, but, you know, God is the one who has set all this in motion. There's no gray area. You know, it's those that would question and say, did God really say? Those that would want to introduce political correctness, that would want to do everything they can for us to reject the truth or to open up. Maybe not just flat out reject the truth, because people aren't going to, when posed with that question, you know, do you want a truth or a lie? Of course, they're going to, you know, what are you pulling my leg? Well, then why are you choosing a lie? That's the follow up question. And, you know, it's like Andy Andrews, one of his infamous books that he wrote, very powerful. It's just a small book. You can read it in minutes almost. You know, how do you kill 11 million people? Which was pointing to the history of World War II and Adolf Hitler. Was you get people to buy into a lie. And this is what's happened to our country today. Too many of us have bought into the lie that government is the be-all and end-all. And this is why they are so stressed out. An incredibly large number
of political aspirants are absolutely brain damaged over the election of Donald Trump. And all this is coming out. James Comey's PR book, his new book on leadership, you know, is bringing this to bear. And this is the one thing about, you know, whether you're being interrogated by a special counsel or you even say things. I mean, James Comey comes out and he's in a committee hearing and says, oh, yeah, well, I turned over this information to a friend of mine who I knew was going to pass it on to the mainstream media, leaked out this information so that we could get a special counsel. And here we got the special counsel that's costing us millions of dollars. You know, I want to send a bill to James Comey. Say, look, at you know, you ordered this up. It wasn't on behalf of the people. It was on behalf of your own personal interest and your rear-end covering. So why don't you pay for it? In much the same way that Bill Clinton, I believe, should have paid for the special counsel because he lied. You know, he paid a price, but I would have had a lot more respect for the former president had he said, look, at you know, I took the country down the road. I lied, and I'm gonna pay something. You know, I'm gonna help pay for, you know, the millions of dollars that were incurred as a result of my lying. But he didn't do that. You know, of course, Hillary Clinton said that they were absolutely broke when they left the White House. You know, and of course, we know the story after that. Thank you very much, Peter Schweitzer, for exposing the Clinton Foundation. Now it's been exposed. But it's just so incredible that we don't know what to do about it. It's just sitting there at our doorstep. We keep tripping over it. And we keep trying to understand why, you know, the forces are so antagonistic and so aggressive after Donald Trump and his associates. But yet they fall over and trip over, you know, this 800,000-pound gorilla, the Clinton gorilla that lies in the room. This is, wait a minute, how can you hold Donald Trump's people to account when you have ignored totally Hillary Clinton? You've given exoneration, you've given free passes, you've, you know, appreciated, you know, attorney-client privilege on one hand, but yet on another, you know, you knock down the doors. Well, we are a study in contrast, aren't we? And not to mention hypocrisy. But this is the way Washington, D.C. rolls. And this is bothersome for we the people, because at the very core of all this, we know it's not fair. Right? I mean, this just isn't fair. And we want fairness. We want law and order to reign once again. And if we're going to get back on track, then the laws need to be enacted and we need to insist that that be the case. Thank you for being with us.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bill Martinez.
Sunday, April the 22nd, is Earth Day all over the world. And with us to talk about it is Mark Hendrickson, author of The Big Picture, The Science, Politics, and Economics of Climate Change. Mark, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Just fine, Bill. Looking forward to chatting with you.
Well, this book, I think it's been a long time coming to have a book that would, you know, give us that big picture for all the debating and all the confusion, the myths, maybe the fake news wrapped around the whole, you know, climate change issue. Your book is a breath of fresh air into the conversation here.
Well, thank you. I was trying to provide the service of drawing the different elements of the story together, because the way it's reported in the news is abysmal. I mean, you know, you get this climate sensationalism that's masquerading as science, and you start peeling up through the layers and you get down there and you find out, well, there are people have political agendas. And then, of course, as an economist, what I'm particularly concerned about is nobody talks about what this is really going to cost. And I've put together a lot of information about that. And frankly, I think that the alleged cure is worse than the alleged illness.
Exactly. Well, give us an executive summary, if you would, of your book here.
Okay. Well, first of all, the science. I mean, it's just ridiculously simplistic and fundamentally wrong to say that the more carbon dioxide there is in the atmosphere, the warmer the Earth's going to get, and it'll get so warm that it will precipitate all sorts of catastrophes that we're going to pay a terrible price for. Carbon dioxide is a wonderful blessing to the human race, Bill. I mean, it's not only the basis of the food chain, you know, it nourishes the plants, it nourishes the animals and the humans. It also helps keep the world from freezing. It does help retain heat in our atmosphere. But fortunately, there's this cap, and we're very close to that now. Carbon dioxide does not absorb or trap heat on a linear basis, but on a logarithmic basis, which basically means, to translate it into everyday terms, it's pretty much trapping all the heat that it's going to trap. So if the carbon dioxide continues to increase, this is going to green the Earth. It's been greening the Earth for the last 40 years. There have been studies about amazing stretches of expanses of land that are now green that used to be more desert. So it's nourishing the Earth, and it's not going to burn us up. So the whole science is off basis. Although I got to give, let me just put in a good word for the IPCC. I don't agree with everything they do. This is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the UN group here. Mm-hmm. One of their early studies said a fundamental truth, and they said that the climate is so complex that it is not possible to predict long-term climate states. So I don't know if it's going to get warmer or colder in 100 years. The scientists who study this every day don't know if it's going to get warmer or colder in 100 years. You know, we just don't know. So we have to look at the politics of this, and we see that there's been a bias by the government. I mean, they spend tens of billions of dollars promoting this narrative and rarely give any grant at all to any scientist who dares to dispute this consensus.
Exactly.
Why is this so important to the politicians? Well, if they can tax energy, then they've got the what I call the mother of all excise taxes. They will just have their hand in everybody's pocket. And they'll have tremendous control over our lives, too, which I'm not really comfortable with. And the cost of this, I mean, we're talking literally trillions of dollars. We're talking about derailing economic growth. And we should be grateful that because of the economic growth and prosperity over the last century, nature's storms don't kill as many people as they used to, because we now have safer buildings and dwellings, et cetera. And so the solution here is not to cut off economic progress, because economic progress rests on a foundation of cheap energy, and these people want to make energy more expensive by using alternative sources that are not economically comparable yet to the fossil fuels, and that's going to retard economic growth and impoverish reduce our standards of living. And I'm not against green energies, what they call green energies, the renewables, Bill. I just think they have to prove, they have to stand on their own 2 feet economically. When they are more cost effective, we will embrace them voluntarily. We won't need a government pointing a gun at our head saying, you've got to do this.
Yeah, we love the free market when it operates this way. When you get the government social engineering, the history is ripe with all kinds of unintended consequences. And for some reason, even with those unintended consequences, the bureaucracy is such that it is hard-pressed to let go and admit that it made a mistake and, time to retool.
Yeah, this whole movement to make humans quit using fossil fuels is economically irrational. It's going to make us a lot poorer. That's going to actually cost human lives, from people not being able to afford to build a sturdier house to the economic development in the third world that would get derailed. There's been tremendous progress the last few decades in terms of the number of people around the world living in absolute poverty going down. You know, 40 years ago, it was over 50% of the world's population was severely poor. Today, the population of the world has more than doubled, but we're down to only 10%. It's a lower percentage and a lower number of people. And how did we get so much prosperity? By cheap, affordable energy. Don't take that away from the world's poor people. That would be cruel.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for scientists asking the questions, because principally that's what we need scientists to do, is to constantly ask the question. The problem is when you start asking questions with a preconceived outcome to drive an agenda that's almost religious in nature. It's like, let's exchange one religion for now this green religion. For what purpose? To control people? Because the scientists and some, you know, people who understand realize the power and lure of religion, and they figure, if I can convince somebody at that level from a religious angle, then, you know,
you've got control of humanity, and some of this stuff gets silly because people who do understand the religious aspect can't even connect the dots here. You know, from a theological standpoint, this religion of green energy.
Yeah, the late Dr. Michael Crichton, who gave us Jurassic Park and other great stories, was a scientist. He's actually an MD from Harvard, and he wrote a great article that's available online called Environmentalism as Religion, and it really is. And what I see with the radical greens, I call it pagan environmentalism, because it's almost as if they are a reincarnation or a later generation of the primitives who would sacrifice people on the altar to the sun god. It's almost like there are too many people in the world. We've got to reduce their number, and so we're going to sacrifice them, and we're so sorry, Mother Nature, because we've interfered with the natural course of events. Whereas, of course, in Christian civilization, man has gains a certain amount of dominion where we realize we don't have to just submit to the brute force of nature, but we can protect ourselves from it. And that's all to the good, exactly, if you believe in human life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, if you look at history, what has happened? When man does those things that are consistent with godly principles, it goes well. When we do the things that are not consistent with godly principle, it's a problem. But then you have scientists who say, well, my science trumps your God. Well, now we got issues here.
Well, the thing is, the scientists, despite the publicity saying, oh, there's a consensus, that's just a falsehood. There's a lot of vigorous debate going on. And the problem is when the government steps in and says, well, this is the official truth. You know, in our Constitution, we have a separation of church and state, which was designed for the purpose of preventing the government from singling out a particular religious sect and dictating to all the people, this is the truth, and you must accept this version of the truth. But that's exactly what the government is doing right now with climate science. They have taken a position that this is the result we're looking for because it justifies the tax increases we want, the rules we want to impose, and they are basically trying to dictate to us that we accept this as the truth. We need a separation of science and state just as much as we have a separation,
yes,
of religion and state.
Well said. Professor Mark Hendrickson of Grove City College has been with us. His new book, The Big Picture, The Science, Politics, and Economics of Climate Change. Mark, how can they get their hands on your book?
Okay, it's an e-book published by the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, which, that's a mouthful, but it's CFACT, the letter C and the word fact. Their website is CFACT.org. The book's available at CFACTstore.com. And it's the princely sum of $5.99. I think it's a pretty good deal. And a rumor has it is a pretty good book. It covers a lot of ground, Bill, and I think your people who read it will see how all the pieces do fit together in the big picture.
Exactly. Mark Hendrickson, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.